This message is a ministry of North River Church. Visit us online at gonorthriver.org.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Pat and Miss Alicia. Y'all give them a hand. All right. Now, here's the thing. Kids, all the kids, y'all look at me. Put your eyes on. I see you out there. Yeah, I see you. All right, I want you, kids, to come and sit on the floor right here, okay? But listen, though, you got to do it very, very quietly. Very quietly. Yep, come on up. Right there on the floor. Yep. But you got to face me, though. Yeah, turn and face me. There you go. All right, come on up, kiddos. There we go. All right. Hey, I want y'all to do me a favor, okay? Can you hold a finger up just like this? Finger up just like this. Finger over your lips. You know what that means? Yeah, we can't talk, okay? So you just got to listen, all right? Do y'all know your mom and dad may have said this? God gave you two ears and one mouth for a reason. So you listen twice as much as you talk, right? Some of you kids don't do that, though, do you? That's hard. That's really hard. Hey, here's the thing that I want us to do. We're going to look really quickly at a story in the Bible that talks about how much God loves us, okay? So I want somebody to answer this question for me, though. Who thinks they know how much God loves them? That's good. All right, hang on just a second. Ethan, go ahead, buddy. How much? How much do you think God loves you?
180.
That's a lot. That's it? Okay. Hang on. All right. Ella, how much does God love you?
Infinity.
That's good. And beyond. That's Buzz Lightyear, though, right? Yeah. That's good. All right, y'all listen. Hey, one of the things that my mom used to do when I was going to bed and I was a little kid like you, my mom would look at me and she would say, "Guess how much I love you." And I'd say, "How much?" And she'd say, "To the moon and back." You know how far the moon is away? The moon is a long way away, right? Yeah, so she would say, "To the moon and back." But I want you to listen. There's a story in the Bible. All right, finger up over your lips. There we go. Good job. Adults, finger up over your lips. All right, good job. There's a story in the Bible of a man who, when Jesus was alive on the earth, that he came and asked Jesus how he could go to heaven. And Jesus told him that he had to believe, that he had to have faith in him for salvation. This man's name was Nicodemus. Can everybody say Nicodemus?
Nicodemus.
Adults, say Nicodemus.
Nicodemus.
Kids, did they do okay?
No.
Let's try that one more time, okay? That's all right. It's okay. Hey, they're learning, okay? They're still learning. So kids, on three, I want you to say Nicodemus. One, two, three. Good job. It's good. Good, good. All right, parents, adults out there, on three, Nicodemus. One, two, three.
Nicodemus.
That was much better. Give your neighbor a pat on the back. Good job. All right. So this man named Nicodemus came and asked Jesus, "How can I be saved?" And this is what the Bible tells us in John chapter 3, beginning in verse 16. All right, listen. I bet some of you probably know this verse. This is what the Bible says. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Now, I want you to listen. Hey, guys, y'all sit down right there, okay? Can you sit down? There you go. Sit down right there. The Bible tells us that God loved the world so much. Can y'all hold your hands out? So much? God loved the world so much. Everybody's got to do it. Adults too. God loved the world so much that he gave his only son, Jesus. So that if we believe in him, if we have faith in him, if we trust in him, we can be saved. Does anybody know what it means to believe in something or to have faith in something? Raise your hand if you know. If you know, what does it mean to believe or to have faith? Anna, what does it mean?
To believe, it means to trust someone.
It means to trust someone, okay? I want you to do me a favor. This is my oldest daughter. So, Anna, stand up for me. I want you to stand up. Mr. Pat, can you help me real quick? Come here, Anna. Come on up. Come on up. There you go. Mr. Pat, right here. Right here, Mr. Pat. Right here, Mr. Pat. All right? See, here's the thing. All right, let Mr. Pat squeeze through, okay? All right, Mr. Pat, come right on through. There you go. Now, Mr. Pat, you look at me. Yes. Anna, you look at me. All right, Mr. Pat, can you back up just a tad bit? Back up just a little, just a little. Anna, I want you to get a little closer. Right there, I want you to. So you just hold my hand. It's going to be okay. All right? Okay. It's going to be okay. So here's the thing. Anna said that to believe means to trust in someone or in something. And what Jesus said was that if we believe or we trust in him, that we'll be saved. God loved us so much that he sent Jesus, and that if we believe, then we'll be saved. Now, it's easy to talk about believing or trusting. It's a whole different thing to actually do it. Now, I brought my daughter up in case this doesn't work out. So, Mr. Pat, I'm depending on you. So back up just a tad bit more, Mr. Pat. Just a little bit. All right? Now, Anna, tell me something.
Yes.
Do you trust Mr. Pat?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
He is a Georgia fan after all, right? Yeah, we trust Georgia fans. No, okay. All right, so we trust Mr. Pat,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Kids, do y'all trust Mr. Pat? Who trusts Mr. Pat? Raise your hand. You got some work to do, Mr. Pat. Yeah, you got a little work to do. All right? So, kids, I want you to look, okay? We can say that we believe, but until we actually trust and until we actually take action, then our belief is just something that we have in our mind. But when we truly believe, hey, guys, y'all sit down right there, okay? When you believe, you trust someone, and then you demonstrate that trust, right? All right, Anna, so you ready?
Yeah.
All right, kiddos, I want y'all to look right here. Anna, here's what I want you to do. I want you to put your hands just like this, okay? And I want you to turn just like this. Now, you said you trust Mr. Pat, right?
Yes, I do.
You trust Mr. Pat a lot?
Yes.
Or just a little?
Maybe a little.
Maybe a little, okay. I don't know, Mr. Pat. I'm just here, brother. I'm just here. All right. Here's what I want you to do.
Okay.
I want you to show your trust in Mr. Pat, that you believe Mr. Pat can catch you if you fall backwards.
No.
Okay? All right. You ready?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
On three. One. Kids, you want to count it with me?
One,
two, three. All right, good job. All right, hop down, babe. You see, here's the thing. All right, kids, finger up over your lips. There we go. All right, y'all listen. I want you to listen. Adults, I want you to listen too. God loved us so much that he sent his son Jesus, and he says if we believe in him, if we trust in him, just like Anna trusted in Mr. Pat and she fell all the way back in his arms, that the Bible tells us that if we do that exact same thing with Jesus, if we trust in him, if we believe in him, if we entrust our whole lives to him, then we will be saved. In fact, what the Bible tells us and what Jesus said is that it's faith, belief, like a little child. How many of y'all are little children? Raise your hand. Little kids? If you believe and trust in Jesus for salvation, the Bible tells us you will be saved. All right, here's what I need you to do. I need you to stand up. Kiddos, stand up. Miss Courtney, can you help me out real quick? I want you to do something for me. On your way back to your seats, don't leave just yet. Don't leave just yet. Miss Courtney, you're going to help me out? We have something for you to take home with you, okay? Something for you to take home with you. Listen, I need you to promise something, though, all right? So two promises. Number one, I want you to promise to not eat it before lunch, okay? Number two, here's number two. This is the most important one. Don't share with your parents, okay? Is that good? All right. So here we go, kiddos. Miss Courtney, you good? There's one over here for Miss Hope. So as you make your way back to your seats, make sure you grab your Twizzler on your way back. All right? Make your way back to your seats. Quietly. All right. Grab your Twizzler and make your way back to your seat, okay? All right. One of the things that we love to do with our kids, besides teaching them about the scriptures, teaching them to love God, we also love for them to be a part of being God's hands and feet. And so I want you to know that we're collecting things for Operation Christmas Child. We're filling shoeboxes. Those shoeboxes will be sent around the country and around the world to kids who are in need. And so parents, over the next couple of Wednesday nights, I want to encourage you and church family, any of you as well, to bring your goods, bring your things to pack a shoebox with. If you need a list, there's one that's on our Facebook page. We'll also have some these coming Wednesday nights for you to grab. We will pack those boxes the last Wednesday night. Courtney, what's that date? The 16th? Yes, Wednesday the 16th will be a family night for RCX, which means all of you are invited. We're going to pack our shoeboxes. We're going to pray over those. If you would bring $7 per box, that would help us out in shipping those. But we want our kids to not only hear the word, but also be a part of sharing with those who are in need. All right, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to ask the band if they'll make their way back up. We will have a closing song, and then we will head out. So, kids, I want you to look at me real quick, okay? Kiddos, y'all give me a thumbs up. You did really well today. Parents, let's give them a hand. Encourage you to be back next week. We will have a time of reflection, a time of Lord's Supper, and I want to encourage you to make it back next week, and we will see you then. Pastor Scott, you ready? How about I pray for you and then we'll do it? Is that good? Let's pray. Father, we love you. Lord, we thank you for this chance we've had to interact with our kids in the service this morning. Lord, our grandkids. And Father, we thank you that you have entrusted them to us to seek to influence for the gospel. And so, Father, I pray for these kids. Lord, that if there's those that have not yet trusted in Jesus for their salvation, Lord, that they would do that at an early age. Father, if there's an adult here this morning who also has not trusted in Jesus for salvation, Lord, may they, like a little child, believe in what Jesus did on the cross. Lord, may they believe and receive the salvation that's offered to them this morning. So, Father, we thank you again for our time together this morning, and we pray that it brought honor and glory to your name. And it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.